Lanolin Plus brings you the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy.
I'll clip you to help me. I'll mow you down.
It's Sunday night, and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Searn, and Ray Noble and his orchestra. Brought to you, transcribed by the makers of famous Lanolin Plus products for softer, more youthful-looking skin and lovelier, more manageable hair. Tonight, our guest is Anne Blythe. There's a bright new promise in the words you'll hear tonight about Lanolin Plus Cosmetics. Its very name, Lanolin Plus, promises you radiant, younger-looking skin and softer, shining hair. And remember, even if your beauty's on a budget, you can have the very best. For most Lanolin Plus products cost such a tiny price. Only a dollar and tax at all cosmetic counters. And now, here is Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, thank you, you lovely people. It's a pleasure to look at all those happy faces.
Hello, Charlie.
Well, of course, there's Bergen's face, too. See, you look kind of worried, Bergie.
Well, Charlie, I may not be around here for a while.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, it won't be the same around here without you, Bergen.
Oh, thank you.
I'll try to bear up under the improvement.
Oh, I see.
So what's the trouble?
Well, I received a summons.
Oh, how nice. Particularly this time of the year, you'll have wonderful company.
What do you mean, company?
Well, the salmon are going up the river, too.
Oh, I I'm sorry to disappoint you, Charlie, but I'm in no trouble personally. It's just that I'll have to sit on a jury for several weeks.
Several weeks, huh?
Yes.
How long does it take to hatch one?
I don't know. A jury is composed of 12 good men and true.
Oh? And so where do you fit in?
Well, they evidently need me. Jurors have to use their brains. I must be fairly intelligent. Otherwise, how would I have gotten to where I am today?
Well, you knew the right people.
Yes.
Namely, me.
Yeah. Well, I still say that I'm as intelligent as the next one around here.
And that you are. That you are. And on this program, the next one around here is Mortimer's nerd.
Yeah. What upsets me the most is why the court should suddenly summon me.
Well, probably a kangaroo court, Bergen. And you got the pouch for it.
All right.
Oh, forgive me for intruding, you chaps, but yeah. I overheard something about a kangaroo pouch, and, well, I thought I'd hop in.
Oh, gee.
Yes. Just a little joke. One of those jokes that I brought with me.
Yes, well, it was too small to go by itself.
Ray, I was just showing this summons to Charlie. You know something about law, don't you, Ray?
Oh, certainly, Edgar, yes. For instance, I know that you can't hang the same man twice for the same offense. Pity, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. In your case, I'd settle for once. The way you milked that joke.
The thing that worries me is that this jury duty will interfere with my work.
What work?
Oh. I wonder if there's anything that would excuse me from jury duty.
Well, there must be an age limit.
Yeah, you may be right, Charlie. Maybe I am too young.
Yeah. Oh, you fool, you.
Oh, if I could only think of something that would disqualify me.
Well, you're a ventriloquist, aren't you? Why don't you plead insanity?
No. Say, wait a minute. There is illness.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah?
Come to think of it, I haven't been myself lately.
No, and I'd like to be the first to congratulate you.
Yeah. If I don't think of something soon, I guess I'll just have to donate my services.
Donate? What if fella next door gets paid $2 a day for jury duty?
You mean I get $2 for each day in court?
Why, sure.
$2 a day, huh? Yeah. Well, you know, Charlie, serving on a jury is one civic duty. And I wouldn't be Edgar Bergen if I didn't take that responsibility.
You wouldn't be Edgar Bergen if you didn't take that $2.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you've just heard, I've been called to jury duty. But I've managed to get a 3-minute deferment. I explained to them that I wanted to hear our lovely guest of the evening sing. And here she is, the charming and talented Miss Anne Blythe. Is that the Indian love call?
No, it's Macal Bessie's love call.
Oh, I...
Yeah.
Well, you know, I suppose you've heard about this, Mortimer.
No, not yet.
Well, I'll tell you. I've been called to jury duty.
No?
Yes. Would you like to walk downtown with me?
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I'll tell you why. I got corns that hurt something awful.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Corns?
Yeah.
Is it your right or your left foot?
Oh, no, but you're getting warm.
I
It's my toe.
Your toe. Well, which one hurts?
Oh, my youngest one.
Youngest one.
You know the one that's smaller than all the others?
Yeah.
Yeah, number 6.
Oh, number 6. How did you get this corn?
Well, I was out hiking and I got lost in the woods.
Oh, how did you get lost? You're a Boy Scout, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a Boy Scout, yeah. I tried to join the Girl Scouts, but they seem to be an awful exclusive outfit. I think.
Did you have a compass with you? After all, you remember the Scout's motto is be... Be what?
Be bop?
No.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Yeah, but cool.
Oh. A scout's motto is be prepared.
Yeah, but for what?
Well, for anything.
Oh. Well, that narrows it down some. Yeah.
If you were lost, why didn't you climb a tree and find your bearings?
Oh, shucks, I didn't know which tree they was in.
When you realized you were lost, what was the first thing you should do?
Well, what did you do? Well, I held up a wet finger. I did that. Yes, yeah. I did that.
You held up a wet finger?
Yeah.
And what do you learn by that?
Well, if it stays wet, it's raining. Oh.
Oh. Well, there's just no reason to get lost. All you have to do is know your directions.
Well, which one do you mean? Shake well before take...
No. Like north, south, east, west.
Oh, yeah, except February, which is 38.
No. That's 28.
Oh, they cut that down, huh?
Yeah. You can tell directions by the sun. The sun always rises in the east, and then in the evening the sun sets square.
Same place I sit in back of me. No.
Now, look, Mortimer.
Yeah.
We're facing north.
Yeah.
Now, what's on your right side?
Well, I got an awful cute little mole.
Yeah.
You want to see my mole?
I don't want to see it. Now, there are other ways of telling direction. You know which side of the tree the moss grows on?
On the outside?
Well, yeah.
Yes. I still say my mole is prettier. Your mole is prettier.
If you were really lost, why didn't you send up a smoke signal?
Well, I couldn't wait that long.
Why?
Well, I promised Grandpa I wouldn't smoke until I was 21.
Well, what did you do when night fell?
I just let it lay there.
You just let it lay there. Well, didn't you light a fire to keep the animals away?
Are you sure the wild animals know how to play the game?
Don't you know anything about life in the raw?
Well, I should. That's the way I started it. Yeah. I was wearing nothing but a mole. Nothing but a mole.
Well, Charlie, I understand you have a bit of advice for the lovelorn tonight. How about telling the girls about it?
All right, Bill. Now listen closely. Here's something you should realize. The way for gals to hold their guys, to stay beguiling, soft and sweet, with Lanolin Plus from head to feet.
Charlie. Well, we know what you mean. There's just something about a girl with a Lanolin Plus complexion that's irresistible. It's that lovely, soft smoothness that belies the years so wonderfully. You see, when you smooth in Lanolin Plus liquid, it penetrates and helps to replenish the precious oils that make your skin so much more youthful looking. And no wonder, for Lanolin Plus, with its beneficial esters and cholesterols, is the closest duplication of nature's own skin lubricants. You'll see, and so will he, what a difference this golden liquid will make in your complexion. And best of all, you'll feel different, knowing that your skin is more radiant, that tiny lines are less noticeable. Yes, your loveliness starts with Lanolin Plus liquid. So why don't you start using it tomorrow? There's a promise in its very name, Lanolin Plus. And you'll find the price surprisingly small. Only $1 and tax at all cosmetic counters.
Annie Blythe.
What is it, Charlie?
Bergen's left for jury duty, and we're all alone.
Charlie, I'm married. My husband's a doctor.
Oh, how nice. He can slug me and patch me up at the same time.
Oh, Charlie, he's not a tree surgeon.
Why didn't I get called for jury duty?
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie, but what are we going to do on the show tonight without Edgar?
Well, you know how everything is at a faster tempo these days. You know, people speeding up things all the time.
Oh, yes, I know. It's all hurry, hurry, hurry.
Yeah. That's what it is, yeah. Well, hold on to your earrings. You've heard of instant pudding, instant coffee. Well, we're going to give you instant radio.
Oh, you're going to speed radio up, too.
In 1/2 hour, we're going to do a whole day of program. All we have to do is cut them down this way.
And now, mystery fans, we bring you that spine-chilling murder program that holds you to your seat, the program that holds your interest up. Suspender!
And now for a word from our sponsor, Schultz's Hot Dogs. Schultz's Hot Dogs are fresh.
In fact, you have to beat them with a stick to make them lie down in a row.
Steak with A1 sauce is fine. Tuna fish has vitamin. Eat Schultz's Hot Dogs from dawn to dark, and you'll do everything but bark. Weenie, 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 weenie.
And now it is time for another heartwarming episode in the life of Stella Galveston.
The real-life drama of one woman's fight against chapped feet.
Yesterday, Stella Galveston, who was eking out a miserable existence selling eeks, received word that her ex-husband had fallen down the sewer. And now Stella is going down to the ocean to meet him. Stella speaks.
John.
Oh, Stella.
Will John remarry Stella? Will the oldest son make the UCLA soccer team? Will Stella's sister's vaccination take?
Well, you'll never know. The sponsor just canceled the program.
And now the Ladies' Wig and Hairpiece Company brings you the correct time.
When you hear the tone, the time will be exactly the time of the tone. Hickory dickory dock, I forgot my clock.
Thank you. Remember, the correct time came to you through the courtesy of the Ladies' Wig and Hairpiece Company. Look young. Feel young. Be young. Girls, how are you fixed for braids?
The Birgit McCarthy radio players bring you their exciting condensed version of the Academy Award screen classic, From Here to Eternity.
With the original cast.
The role of Montgomery Clift will be played by Charlie McCarthy.
The role of Burt Lancaster will be played by Jack Kirkwood.
The role of the Pacific Ocean will be played by the Los Angeles River.
And now, here it is, the drama you have been waiting for.
The scene is Schofield Barracks in Hawaii. The atmosphere is tense, grim, full of foreboding. As the curtain goes up on Act One of From Here to Eternity.
And now for Act Two of From Here to Eternity. As our scene opens, Captain Freeze stalks into the barracks.
Have the company fall out. Bugler McCarthy, blow assembly. McCarthy, why aren't you bugling?
I was out with my girl last night and my lips are shot.
Never mind. Company, attention. Where's the first sergeant, Bert Muscles?
Here I am, Captain Boy. Be right with you. I'm wringing out my bathing trunk.
With him, that'll take at least 2 weeks.
You're soaking wet, Muscles. And there's lipstick all over your face. What were you doing at the beach?
The Grunion were running. And I was lucky enough to catch one. She was a cutie.
Grunion running. There's something fishy about this. Well, I'm the captain. I should get laughs, too.
I say, Captain Old Minestrone, I'd like to speak to you about my sleeping quarters. There's some trouble.
What's eating you?
Yes, that's the trouble.
Well, never mind that. I want to speak to you, men. Now, I hear rumors that some of you have been seeing my fiancé.
Oh, no, Captain.
We wouldn't think of it.
No.
Well, I still think that... Shh! Here comes my fiancé now.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hello, This company sure sticks together, doesn't it?
Darling, do you know these men?
Of course not. Oh, Sergeant, you forgot your water wings. Oh, and McCarthy, here's your bugle bag.
Oh, and would you also return my pizza pan, Old Amore?
Well, that proves it. I knew something was cooking. Well, I lost my fiancé, but I got a laugh.
But now, for a few minutes, with our home economics counselor.
How do you do? This is Prudence Nickel. In our kitchen today, we have Chef Mortimer preparing his eye for us. I see you've used 4 eggs, 2 spoons of Nuco, a measure of cream, and a bottle of real lemon juice. Chef, how about your recipe?
Yeah, how about that?
It's time for the quiz show that gives away money to those who need it.
Misery loves money.
The most miserable show on radio, with the most miserable people. And here is our misery master, Jack Kirkwood.
Bad evening, everyone. Now on with our show. Here are our first contestants, direct from the Mayo Clinic. And Ann Sloopsledge. Now, how do you feel, Mr. Sloopsledge?
Good.
Oh, that's too bad.
Except for a slight case of sciatica.
Sciatica? Sciatica? <Yeah. laughs> You have just won $10. Now, how about you, Mrs. Sloopsledge? Can you top that?
Well, I was feeling all right, but on the way over here, I was bitten by a rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake bite? That's the secret disease for tonight. You just won the $100 bonus.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I also got rheumatism.
Rheumatism? That's a $20 one.
Oh, I have it also.
That's 2 for $35.
But now we can tell you about our real trouble. It's about our 38 children.
38 children? That's $1 a kid.
Wasn't worth the effort.
The one that worries us most is our youngest, Aristotle Sloopsledge.
Well, bring out the little dear.
Oh, here he is now.
Goo goo, old chap.
Congratulations, you've just won the misery pot. Bad night, everyone.
Charlie, you know I think we've hurt radio enough.
Yeah, I think I know how to heal the wound. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Anne Blythe, and it's a grand night for singing.
It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying high, and somewhere a bird who is bound to be heard is throwing his heart at the sky. Grand night for singing. The stars are bright above. The earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I'm falling in love. With you.
he's throwing his arm in the sky. It's a grand night for sea. The stars are bright above. The earth is aglow and wide to the show. I think I'm falling in love.
Have you ever counted the number of times you wash dishes in a year? Or the number of times you rinse out a few things? Well, every time you put your hands into water, you steal away some of the natural oils that keep them softer, smoother, and more youthful looking. So, of course, it follows that these precious oils need replenishing. That's why Lanolin Plus hand lotion should be a regular part of your hand beauty care. You see, Lanolin Plus, with its valuable esters and cholesterols, is the closest duplication of nature's own skin lubricants. And when you use Lanolin Plus hand lotion regularly, you help to replace the softening, beautifying oils that have been depleted. Yes, you'll be able to feel the difference instantly. And no wonder, its very name, Lanolin Plus, promises you softer, lovelier hands that you can be proud of. So start using Lanolin Plus hand lotion tomorrow. The convenient dispenser bottle costs only a dollar and tax. And now, here is Edgar Bergen.
I would like to thank Anne Blythe for joining us tonight. And before we go, here is our rural philosopher, Mortimer, with Snurd's words for the birds.
A rolling stone can hurt someone.
Yeah, no. Thank you, Mark. Until next Sunday, good night, everyone.
Remember to listen to Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snurd, Ray Noble, and the entire ensemble, brought to you by Lanolin Plus, over their CBS radio network at the same time. And remember, even if your beauty's on a budget, you get the very best when you get Lanolin Plus Cosmetics for lovelier skin and beautiful hair. Anne Blythe may soon be seen in the MGM production, The Student Prince. Tonight's Edgar Bergen Show with Jack Kirkwood and Paul Freese was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Sam Pierce, script by Norman Paul, Cy Rose, and Zeno Klinker. This is Bill Baldwin speaking. Next week, the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy will be presented by Chicken of the Sea Tuna, the greatest name in seafood. Buy Chicken of the Sea Tuna at your food store tomorrow for the choice tuna center cuts at a budget price. And don't come home without a package or two of that all-new, all-delicious Chicken of the Sea Tuna Pie. Made with tender tuna light meat, fresh frozen in a seasoned-to-perfection blend, garden peas, dairy-fresh milk, and creamy butter. Chicken of the Sea Tuna Pie, a great new American dish for lunch and supper.
This is the CBS Radio Network.